Yeah, she, they gave it to her. I forgot who gave it to her. And she doesn't really fuck with mushrooms. I told her to, you know. I'm like, hey, you should try mushrooms, you know.
Should, yeah.
But she's scared.
That misconception, huh?
I guess. She's scared. I think she's scared that she might lose control.
Yeah, that's what people fear the most. Because, to be honest, I was scared of that shit, too. Because I don't like not having control, you know, get me? But I don't feel that way at all with psychedelics.
You don't?
I don't feel like I lose control. I feel like I'm still in control.
You've never lost control?
Nah, dude. Like, that's why I wanna get to that level, but with DMT, dude. You get me?
Damn. I don't know if you could lose control with DMT.
No?
I don't know. Because the high's not that long.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you tried DMT?
Mm-mm.
You haven't tried it?
Damn. I only tried that pen. But yeah, I think you said it was called something else, like Chango or something like that?
Yeah, Changa.
Changa, right?
Yeah, Changa. It's a synthetic DMT. How'd you like it?
It was okay, but I didn't feel the full effect.
Yeah. Did it taste like shit?
Yeah. Tastes like shit, dude.
Like burnt plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Changa.
Yeah. And I didn't feel like the leaving my body type of shit.
The blast off that people...
Yeah, it was more like... I felt like I was about to black out. Like that feeling. Oh. So I think... I didn't hit it like enough to get to that level, because I know people that they told me, they're like, no, you have to hit it until you, like, it blinks, dude.
Yeah.
Like, a blinker, and then hit it again, you know, and then again, I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like,
yeah.
God damn.
It sucks. Yeah.
You have to?
I've had that, and then I've had like some DMT that my buddy synthesized himself. That one was fucking bomb, dude. That one has another distinct smell, but it's not the burnt plastic. Fuck it's I don't know how to explain it, because I haven't smoked it in like years, but I remember when I was smoking it, some dude walked by and he's like, damn, someone's smoking some Deems up in here, you know. He already knew. Yeah, bro.
And, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I've done it four times, and the first one was with that one. And I had taken it simultaneously with acid. Yeah, we were out in the desert, dude. And my buddy had invited me to, like, a fire. They used to do fire spinning. Or they still do. But, like, they used to have, like, a group that would meet up and spin fire all night. And we went out to the desert. So, like, off the roads in Palmdale and shit, you know, out there. And I was on acid, dude. It was some bomb-ass acid, too. My buddy, the same guy who made the DMT, made the acid.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, I call it biscuits and gravy. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, all right, dude, you know? And I remember, I think I gave one tab to my buddy, and I took two. And I was a good one, dude. And fucking, I was like, fuck it. Like, at the peak, I'll smoke the DMT. And then I remember it was a full moon up.
And dang.
Yeah, dude.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it was fucking sick, man. And like, I'm in the desert, bro, no fucking civilization anywhere, you know. And I fucking rip it and I let it go, man. And then like, as I let it go, like the visuals just instantly, like
right away,
instantly,
oh, came, man.
Yeah, bro. And then I was like, what the fuck. And it's like, so the moon was out there, right? And it was kind of like, you know, your poster where there was clouds around it.
Uh-huh.
It was like clouded and shit, but you could still see the moon in the back. And the clouds started like moving and dancing, and they started telling me a story. Like, there's a princess locked in the moon and shit. And there's it's being guarded by like these three dragons just encircling it, but we can't see it because we're not close enough and shit. And I was like, what the fuck, you know? And then it like brought me back down, and they're like, you know, like our ancestors used to worship this shit, you know? Because think about it, bro. Yeah. Like, before, like, modern humanity having light, having electricity, that's not something that, you know, like, that's new. That's still very new concept.
Still learning about that shit
in the time of like this world, you know, as far as we know, right? Because we don't know if there's ancient civilizations, whatever. But being in darkness at night is no fucking joke. Like, and having the moon and like illuminating that, and just like your ancestors being in awe, like, fuck, what is this, you know? Like,
fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Imagine not understanding shit that we know now, like back then, dude. Tripping the fuck out on nature and all this shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's true, man.
And that's one of the coolest things about psychedelics, because I think it takes us back
to our roots, right?
Yes, because if you've, I guess, follow the theory of evolution and everything, we were all the same thing at one point.
Yeah.
You go far back enough, you know, we were part of the plant family, you know, we were all fucking single cell organisms. Exactly. Right? That's how it all started. And it's crazy that, like, I remember the one of the first times I took mushrooms, and I went to my buddy's house, and I was tripping out, and I stepped out to use the bathroom, and I was looking at his trees, and they were fucking waving at me, dude. Like, you know, like, they were saying hi, you know, and I was like, what the fuck? And then, you know, like, I'm like, well, they're alive, you know? And it's crazy, because I remember telling that to my friend. They're like, yeah, you're just on fucking mushrooms, you know? You know, you
don't understand.
You're like, just tripping, yeah. You know? And then I'm like, no, bro, you don't understand, you know? Because, and then I talked to other people who've done mushrooms, and they're like, yeah, dude, the trees are fucking... I'm like, they are alive.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, when your pupils dilate and you start seeing all the vibrant colors and all the shit that you normally don't see, guess what you see? You see... I've seen trees breathing, you know?
Dude, I was about to say that right now.
Yes.
Like, that's exactly what I call it, dude. I think that's when I first felt like, okay, like, this is what psychedelics is about. You know? Yes. You get me? Because I remember looking at palm trees, like, the ones that we see outside right there. And they were breathing, dude.
Yes.
And I told my cousin, like, dude, they're fucking breathing.
You can see the gases around them.
And I was like,
fuck. Being exchanged real time, yeah. Dude, when you're on that shit. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy because, like, once the effect wears off, you don't see it anymore. No, you can't see it anymore. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you see the gas exchange, like, you know, happening in real time. And it's crazy. And that's when you realize, like, holy fuck. They're alive.
Yeah, they're alive.
Ever since that, you know, whenever I see trees and then I see, like, people carve them up and shit, I think to myself, like, damn, that's probably, like, a human body that's been, like, mutilated and shit, you know? Dude. Like, what the fuck did that tree do to deserve that? Just because you wanted them, like, oh, I love
that. Because they're not screaming, huh?
Like, you know? Yes, dude. And I think they recently found out that they scream.
They actually communicate with each other.
Yes, yeah, dude. Trees, they fucking, their roots, they're talking. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms, mycelium, you know, like, it. They're all fucking alive.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, it's even, I think, their own
category, dude.
Kingdom?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
the kingdom. Mushroom kingdom?
Yeah. And there's what's the biology, like, domain?
Or like the different categories?
Yeah, the different, like, yeah, species, you know?
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I don't know, but I know that we're the closest to the mushrooms. That's why they say that we're so related to them, more than plants, dude. I was like, oh, shit.
It's true, man.
Yeah.
And even, like, when they talk about the stone ape theory, like, that kind of makes sense.
Hey, dude.
It kind of makes sense, bro. You're telling me these motherfuckers make your brain grow? Like, they make your neurotransmitters speak to each other?
To me, that's what makes the most logical sense. Like, it wasn't even, like, on purpose. It was just kind of, like...
accident.
Yeah, dude. It was just kind of like, well, let's eat this shit.
A part of me is even wonder, like, have we tried giving it to other animals? See what they experience, you know? Like, can they start rationalizing? Can they start using logic? Because, right... dolphins are fucking smart.
Yeah.
Right? How are they so smart?
Yep. They have their own language. They know how to play around too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they also get high though.
Yes, they do. They bite puffer
fish.
Yeah, right? They bite the puffer fish, pass it around.
Yeah, dude. So
puff pass, baby. I mean,
what's the difference between us and them, you know?
Like, nah, dude. It's all recreational, bro. Weed to me is like drinking a beer, man.
Yeah. Like, honestly, yeah, dude. I trip out though how back then it was like so forbidden, dude.
That
was such a struggle.
Those fucking memes of, like, back in the day, I used to go, like, 3 miles in the woods to fucking, you know,
meet up your connect,
smoke a bowl.
Yeah, dude.
And now I'm just hitting my vape pen in Target, like,
nothing.
It's so true, dude. Yeah. We've gone from that, like.
And you know what made me realize that? When my brother was still in high school, and he's like, yeah, I have, like, some friends that are in class, and they're just hitting their vape in their backpack. I'm just like, we can never do that, dude. Like, we have to fucking.
Yep.
Ditch, you know, like, get high and, like, make sure we don't. Do I smell, dude?
Do I smell? Yeah, oh, fuck, that was always a big worry. Hey, how my eyes, bro?
Yeah, you gotta clear eyes, dude.
Yeah,
like, and now it's just like, fuck it, dude. You know, like,
no fucks given, dude.
But I heard that's also happening with shrooms, you know, like with mushrooms in Colorado, like, they're being more lenient with
kids, like, having it,
not kids, but like, recreational. Like,
but there's no real harm in it, dude. And now that I remember, my buddy Harold, I sold him some mushrooms 2 days ago, and he was gonna take a god dose.
Oh,
5 grams. And he sent me the picture too of the 5 grams. And the last thing I said, I was like, may God be with you, bro. You know, like, fuck. But I should hit him up, see how he is.
I know.
But yeah, man, like realistically speaking, like, how can you overdose on this shit? You really can't. You take the God dose, you're tripping balls, but you're not going to be like, I guess out of control. I don't know. But to be fair, though, now that you bring it up, I had a buddy who tripped out on mushrooms.
It was bad.
It was pretty bad because we did it while we were in the military.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, like, well, why the fuck can't I do mushrooms?
Yeah.
You know? Fine. I'm not going to do it while I'm working. But if I have some time off, like, well, the fuck can't I have some mushrooms?
You know? Yeah, that's true. Oh, you were on time off.
Yeah, we were off. You know, we weren't working, no. I think it was like a weekend or something, you know? And like, if it's a weekend,
yeah,
only the duty section is there. And then everybody else, like, take the time off, you know?
I thought it was like in school, like, you know, when you take, like, when you used to get faded and you go to school and you're like, I'm going to see what happens, you know?
Like, yeah, no. Well, realistically speaking, like, we weren't, like, none of us, it was a group of us and, like, none of us were expecting to get called in. So we're like, fuck it, dude.
Fuck, dude.
You know? And then, one of the guys ended up tripping real bad to the point where he went to the little mini mart on base and fucking like freaked out on the cashier, dude. No. And then the fucked up thing is like they have camera recordings of this shit, dude. Homeboy got fucking, he got body slammed by the fucking base police, dude. Landed on his fucking face. Bah.
While he was tripping?
While he was tripping balls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He went into the mart shirtless.
Oh, yeah, man.
No shoes. And then, like, screaming and, like, flexing on them. We saw the footage, you know. And, yeah, dude. So, he got kicked out for that. And then he got investigated by NCIS and shit. And I remember he was, like, 20 years old. And the cops went into his room and everything, you know. Because they have that right to fucking search his barracks. And they were fucking going through all his shit and they found alcohol and this and that. And they're like, hey, where did you get this alcohol? And that fool threw my name under the
No.
Bar. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, that fool got it for me. And fucking, yeah, I remember, after they kicked him out and everything, like, we went out to see and then I remember they pulled me aside and then they're like, hey, man, did you sign this paper saying that, you know, you will not provide alcohol to minors, this and that? And that's one of the first things they make you sign when you check onto the ship, you know. I think it's like a page 2 or whatever the fuck it is, page 13. It's a legal binding contract.
Yeah.
And then, so they show that and they're like, so why the fuck did you give that motherfucker, you know? They took me to the room, dude, and like 5 of these dudes just started yelling at me. Just, you know, fucking letting me have it. And then, what the fuck, I should kick you the fuck out, you're a piece of shit, this and that. And I'm just there taking it, dude, I just remember, fuck. And they're like, what do you got to say for yourself? I'm like, I'm at your mercy, motherfucker. Like, what the fuck you want me to say? Like, I don't, kick me out, bro. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, like, I admitted it. I didn't fucking deny it. I'm like, yeah, I fucking did it. And then, you know, when they asked me, like, why'd you do it? I'm like, look, if he's old enough to die for his country, he's old enough to have a fucking beer.
Yeah.
And you motherfuckers know that. They really do, right? Mm-hmm. We're fucking sailors, dude. We're known to drink like fish. You know, when we go to ports where it's legal, right? 18 is like the legal age for alcohol. They're not going to say anything. Who the fuck's they're going to check on them?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But
damn,
I think, dude, because of the whole fiasco, like they had to escalate it. And I'm not going to lie, it actually got better after that.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think.
Because you told them?
Yeah, I think they liked that I didn't lie to them, yeah. Right? They're like, all right, we could trust this guy. You know, like he owns up to his mistakes. And they would fuck with me. They're like, well, what are you going to do this weekend? Go buy alcohol for some minors and shit? I'm like, damn, you motherfuckers, dude. They would, dude. One guy, yeah, he would fucking throw that shit. He's like, hey, man, he's like, I got a party with some minors that need some alcohol, bro. Like,
fucker,
dude.
Assholes, dude.
Yeah, yeah, but it was funny, you know? Yeah. Like, they're just
probably. At least he didn't get kicked out, dude.
No, yeah, man, yeah. Because, yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. And what happened with that guy? You never heard from him?
He got out, went back home. I think he was doing a brewery, and I think he started like a podcast too.
Oh shit, cool.
Yeah, up in like Washington or something like that.
That's Oregon. Awesome, dude.
Yeah, but I didn't keep up too much with him after that, but I think I would see him on Facebook shit.
But that reminds me of another thing that it's true, dude, like it's not for everybody. You feel me? Like psychedelics is,
it's not, yeah.
Like it
I had done it with him before. That's why I knew, Like, he was cool the first time, but mm-hmm. then I think that last time we all took too much.
How much did he take?
We made it into a tea. And I think we like grinded up a whole ass ounce.
Oh shit.
And we divided it between like 6-7 of us.
Damn.
Yeah, but realistically speaking, that's a lot. That was a lot. And yeah, I think it's he took too much too. And what we fucked up on too is like we all left him by himself.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah. And that's when he left and freaked out. And it was shitty because one of my buddies got the call. And they're like, why is my son in the hospital? You know, and they're like, fuck, the worst just pops into your head, dude. And it's like, we left because we lived on like a 17-story barracks, mm-hmm. you know, and we would go up to the roof and, you know, like chill and drink up there, even though like technically wasn't allowed. And dude, fuck, that view was amazing, man. Like, hell yeah, dude. And we left, and then even one of us went back down to go look on him, and then he didn't want to come up. Like, for whatever fucking reason, he was stuck on the movie he was watching. And then when we came back, he was gone.
Fuck.
Yeah. And then one of our other buddies, he called me, actually. He's like, hey, man. He's like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm getting a call from his mom saying, why is my son in the hospital?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, you guys better get your shit together, because I ain't gonna take the blame for this. And he just started talking shit. And I remember we all were like, we panicked immediately. Dude, we're like, fuck, you know, we're gonna
and
get
you guys were all tripping too.
Like, we were tripping balls, dude. Bro. And they're like, all right, get rid of the evidence. We're gonna fucking go to our rooms, this and that.
I almost feel like a nightmare.
I remember going back to my barracks room, and I was just sitting in my room, dude, watching. I think I was watching like Friends or something. And I'm just in my mind, I'm like, I'm just waiting for my fucking door to break open. Like, boof, get the fuck on the ground, shut the fuck up, you know? Just the base police come and fucking like drag me out and shit. But no, it never happened. I mean, like, the matter did come up because dude ended up in the hospital, you know? And then everybody found out this and that. And...
But he told them that he was on that shit? Did he burn you out on that shit too or no?
I think they had to know. One, they knew this fool was on something, but yeah, I think he told them that, yeah, I was on mushrooms because they did a whole ass investigation, polygraphed this fool and everything. And like, it was nuts, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that typical though?
What?
You think that happens a lot?
People doing shit like that?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I think because you would hear, like, they would tell you some weird fucked up shit, like, don't do this. And then you think to yourself, like, why the fuck are you saying this? And like, we're telling you this because someone did it, you know? And you're like, wow, someone was like that stupid. And like, yes, dude, a lot of stupid shit happens in the military. And they'll tell you about it too, because they don't want that shit happening, you know? Yeah. Like, but, that as far as like that I hear from other like boats, I'm pretty sure they try to contain it.
Yeah.
At the very least, you know, like contain it within the command. Don't let it get out, because it's like nobody wants that fucking negative shit. But I don't know, the captain, I think he handled it good. Like, well, I don't want that stain, so get him out of here. Everybody else, they were still good, you know.
And how does that work, dude? Like, for the Navy, you have your own specific like boat or whatever, like the ship?
So you get attached to a command, which is usually it's either a base or a specific ship, and then within that ship you're part of a division. And that division does, like, each division does different functions within the vessel. Like, I was a radio man. I you know, I did all the communications to the submarine. When you had other guys who were, like, auxiliary men, you know, they did all the fucking, they did all the hard work. Them and then the machinist mates in the back in the engine room, they would pretty much run the, like, all the pipes and all the fucking systems to make sure the boat's functioning properly.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah. Like the engine men.
Yeah. You
know? And then you had the guys that did like the fire control, which is like the targeting, you know. You had torpedo men who maintained the torpedoes and all the weapons and shit. Sonar. Sonar was its own division. Yeah, man. The nuclear. So it's cut in half too. It's like, yeah, the nuclear side in the back. And then you got the forward guys that does, like, all the mission electronic shit.
And so how long were you in there for?
In the submarine?
Like, in the whole Navy.
In the Navy, I did 5 years.
Okay.
5 years on the dock. I had to do 1 year of school, which is, like, the submarine school. and then what my job was going to be. And that took a year. And then after that, I got attached to a boat for the remainder of my contract, which is like 4 years, give or take.
Shit.
And then, yeah, it was a trip, dude. The base, the school's in Connecticut. So I had to go out there. Connecticut fucking, it kind of sucks. Snow sucks, dude. I went through two blizzards out there. Fuck that, dude. Hell no. That's scary as shit, man. Where you like can't even see 10 feet in front of you, and then your car starts sliding and shit, and you're like, whoa, I don't have control.
Shit.
Yeah. And you're just hoping like you get traction at one point, dude. But yeah, that's
scary.
And yeah, so Connecticut, but it's scary as fuck out there too, right? Because, you know, you got like all the fucked up shit Americans did when they first got here, you know, all the abandoned psychiatric wards, and it's haunted. 100%, dude, that place is haunted as fuck, dude.
All the deaths and all the fucking torture, man. Dude.
I remember there was a building on the base itself that like was notorious among like everybody that was stationed there. Like, yeah, that place is haunted.
I want to go, dude. Let's go.
Well, to get into the base, you can't, but like exploring the places around Connecticut, yeah, you could do that. We did that.
Is it racist over there?
No, they're not really racist. They're a different kind of asshole.
Okay.
Yeah, New England assholes are, yeah. They're not so much as racist, but like
stuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
I didn't really interact with too much people out there, but it was cool. I got to do some cool shit, like run simulations of like if we were flooding or if there was a fire,
like real like shit like that.
Yeah, they have simulations there, like where they recreate an engine room and then like water just starts shooting out and you have to like go and fucking like patch that shit up with like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man. It was cool, man.
Yeah,
fire simulations, you know, like get all suited up, put the breathing apparatus on and fucking hose that shit down, you know. And then they had the escape one, the where they simulate like if you're trapped at the bottom, and then so you have to put on this suit. And then you get into this chamber and it like pressurizes, and then you like shoot up to the top.
What the hell?
Yeah, that one was pretty cool too. Yeah. And then for that one, they put it in a decompression chamber.
Well, how does that feel?
That shit's funny, dude. You talk like South Park characters.
Like it's all high pitched?
Yeah, your voice gets high pitched, like as the, like, cause they simulate the depth, right? And I think we went down to like 120 feet. And yeah, by that time you're talking like South Park characters.
Fuck, like, dude.
What the fuck is going on?
How does it feel though? Like,
it feels funny, but like
you could still breathe and all.
Yeah,
that?
You could still breathe. You could definitely fix your breathing to like get acclimated to it.
Just thinking about it, dude, I just feel like it's your breath, dude.
You ever go to Denver?
Nah, I've always wanted to.
So when you go to Denver, just be careful if you smoke weed out there because you're at a higher elevation.
Oh, and shit, so I could pass out?
Yes, that did happen to me.
That happened to you?
Yeah, this last time, because I got family out there, so I go out there sometimes. And one time I went, and my cousin's roommate, like, she does dabs.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck it, I'll smoke with you guys, you know? Like, from Cali, I smoke weed.
I smoke weed, too.
Yeah, shit. Dude, and we're, like, ripping dabs up, smoking blunts, and then by, like, fool, I was passing out. I was standing up, too. I was like, oh, shit, you know? And I'm like, this never happened. And then, like, I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. The elevation here is different. The oxygen, like, oxygen levels are different. So if you're not acclimated to it, it's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, and that's, like, what happened to my mom and her partner. They went to Peru.
Oh, yeah.
To fucking Machu Picchu, whatever.
Nice.
Dude, that fool had to get, like, an oxygen mask to, like, breathe. Because he was, like, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't get a full breath. I'm like, fuck. Imagine that. Yeah, he's a smoker.
Like cigarettes?
Yeah, cigarettes.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck. So it's true, man.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No. Nah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't fuck that. Fuck, yeah, I don't fuck with that.
Cigarettes aren't not the business.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, but that's crazy. Fuck, man. And in the Navy, is there any show like we can't talk about, dude? Did they tell you?
Like me specifically?
Yeah. Like you can't be saying shit like this.
I probably shouldn't have said that mushroom story, but there is shit that's like classified.
Do they make you sign shit?
Oh yeah, all the time, bro.
For real?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't think so actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, did I sign something that says I can't speak about it? If you they did know. If they did, I think most of the clauses within the United States government, it gets declassified within 25 years.
Oh really?
Yeah, 25
years. That's the rule?
That's the general, like, unless it's something like really, really fucking like, we can't tell anybody about this, but yeah, most things, even within the CIA, like.
Is that why, like, all the UFO shit has been coming out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 25 years.
UAPs, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you know, they changed now, like, you know.
But, I'm technically not supposed to talk about the stuff we did when we went out to sea.
Yeah.
Because that, like, their main worry, they have this saying, like, loose lips sink ships. And it's like, you give out this information, someone from another country can use it.
That's the biggest fear, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Because I know we've done that. Like, we were following some dude's fucking Facebook, some Russian dude's Facebook post. And that's how we knew they were fucking, like, going out to sea or coming back into port, you know? And, like, we could monitor them like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy, man. Because, yeah, information became a whole fucking, like...
It's like gold now.
A subset, yeah. Because I remember they had to introduce, like, information technologists into the submarines to make it more modern, right? And then it's like, you have to study that shit, dude. All their patterns, all their fucking... What are they doing? Where are they going? How are they doing this, you know?
That's not a joke, huh?
Yeah, no. It's not. But at the same time, it's like, well, damn, like, why are we really doing this? So, like, what's the...
Like, what do you feel about, like, Assange and, like, Snowden and shit like that?
That's crazy, because when I was in there, that whole Snowden shit happened, dude. And personally speaking, it didn't affect me. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what the fuck was going on when I saw it. I remember I was in the airport, and that shit was on the news, and he was actually in the same place I was stationed at in Hawaii.
Oh, no way.
Where that whole, like, shit happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
I haven't. But I guess there's a part where, like, he has the Rubik's Cube or whatever.
He throws it to the security?
Yeah, that's not real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's not real. Yeah. Well, what the guys that were there told me is, like, it was just some... We have what's called, like, Petty Officer of the Deck, which is pretty much, like, you have to check in with someone before you get into the bases or anywhere in the buildings. Mm-hmm. Like, there's someone always standing watch 24 hours unless the building is closed. And especially for, like, secret compartment information, stuff like that, you have to have it manned at all times. And I guess, yeah, he went in there, he was a regular, he, you know...
Got the trust. And
yeah, he was a worker.
Yeah.
He was a worker there, so he had the access to it. And the dude at the podium, like, he's not going to fucking... interrogate him or, like, search him. He's a regular. He got in, did what he did, and got out. No questions asked. It wasn't that whole, like, security process.
Like, no. Stressing out.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole plan and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's for the movie, huh?
Definitely for the movie, yeah.
Yeah. But that shit, like...
And I remember it actually pissed off the people that worked there. They fucking hated that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it made their jobs fucking harder, dude. Now they had to do all these precautions and lockdowns and shit, and... Oh, we gotta take our fucking security to the next level, because obviously, you know, you got people somebody. That are leaking information. So they didn't like him for that, but I don't know, man. I think it's good that he did. He let the people know, like, hey, this is what your government's doing, you know, like, whether you know it or not, like. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to me saying, you know, like, why is our government keeping secret for so long?
Yeah,
you know, like, tell the people what the fuck you're doing, bro, like.
Yeah, I mean, because, dude, that shit gets me... It gets me mad because I feel like it's almost like they're treating us like we're fucking kids, you know? Like,
they are. Well, they're making us stupid.
Yeah, like,
they
are making us... You guys can't handle it, you know? Like,
They're ruining our education systems, you know? And it's like, people aren't... They're not educated anymore, man.
That's true.
So, if you're dumb, you're not going to question what your government's doing, so... I think that's what they want.
That sucks because I see that in some people too.
You seen it?
Yeah, they don't even question. Like, why worry about shit? Like, you
know? Yeah.
And that sucks, dude.
That, well, what is it? Ignorance is bliss, dude.
Yeah, man, that's true.
You know? Like the old Native American saying, like, when the pilgrims came and they taught them about hell and what would happen if you didn't believe in God. And then the Native American just turns around and is like, well, why the fuck did you tell me that? Yeah, you know, like, if I didn't know this, would that have happened? They're like, no.
You fucked me over, dude. Like, fuck.
So ignorance is bliss.
But... Yeah. But I feel like it's important to be educated about this shit, dude.
Absolutely, man. You should 100%. We should all know what our government, or what's going on in the world.
Because I don't know about you, but I didn't really learn about all this stuff from my parents.
What do you mean?
Like, it was more like, I don't know how to explain it, dude. It almost feels like the Matrix in a way.
I keep telling people we're in a simulation, bro.
Yeah? It's, fuck, dude, because it's like,
it's trying to normalize itself, though.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know, dude. It just feels weird because, I don't know. Like, I feel like ever since, like, my parents are not, like, when I told them about, when I tell them about shit like this, they're kind of just like, eh.
Like what?
Like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, like.
No, no, but, like, what do you tell them, like?
Okay, like, for example, like, oh, well, one instance is, like, the whole religion thing. Uh-huh. You know, questioning about shit like that.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, nah, I don't question that, you know, like.
Just accept it.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know. Well, and then I remember seeing, have you seen Zeitgeist?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I remember seeing that, dude, and I was like, fuck, dude. I started talking to my mom about it. Like, you know, this is a fucking, it's like, these people are fucking us over, you know, the government, like,
yeah,
is in cahoots with all these fucking people, and this is not what we were taught, you know, America is not this great nation, you know, like, basically, like, laying down the facts and just kind of like, no, you know, America's the best country ever, you know, it's just kind of like brainwashed, dude, and I don't know, it's just.
Your parents think, they think that about America?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
That's fair.
You know, and it's like, it's not the, I heard this one phrase and I really like it because it's from Immortal Technique.
Uh-huh.
And he said, like, it's not the, I don't hate the country, but I just hate the people in charge.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah,
it's just, that's what it is.
Always,
dude,
bro.
Yeah, you know, like.
America and what it stands for, I love it. Mm-hmm. The land of the free? Are
yeah.
You fucking kidding me? Freedom is anything and everything I would ever want.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, freedom is never free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But what price are we willing to pay for that? And at this point, it's like, how free are you really, though?
Yeah.
We're fucking all work slaves, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You know? America is the only country that lives to work. The rest of the world, they work to live, dude. Their average work hours is like 30, 27, you know, like the top 40 hours a week.
I saw that in Michael Moore's, I think, Capitalism, A Love Story. They talk about that, dude.
Yeah,
like that, how, man. Like, in Europe, they're like, oh, we get vacations all the time. Like, you know, like, dude, it's like, over here, it's like
Thailand, bro, full of those motherfuckers. That's what the, they're that's on what holiday. It is.
You know, like, yeah, over here, we're just being tricked, dude.
Here we get
a hamster wheel.
Days off.
Yeah.
I remember looking at my mom's calendar, bro. She gets a calendar from her job, and they put, like, the days that they have off. Days. That's
and they make
it.
You feel guilty about it,
too. Yes, dude. And then it's like, I think she even told me that she got COVID, and I think they made her use her vacation time. And I'm like, I don't know if that's...
That's not legal.
That's not legal,
no.
Huh?
No, dude.
But even COVID, too, like, the whole rules change, right? Like, it's not, you don't get 2 weeks off anymore.
Nah. What now, is it, like, 5 days or what is it?
Fuck, I'm hearing three now.
Three?
If fuck, you yeah. Dude. But who knows, dog, like...
That whole COVID shit was trippy, too, dude.
That was, it was a social experiment.
You think so?
Absolutely. 100% a social experiment. Just to see how compliant we are.
Did you get COVID?
As a country. Yes, I got COVID, I think, 2 times, but it was... Dude, COVID was, pandemic was fun for me. I hate to say it, but I don't hate to say it. It was such a weird time.
It is.
It was like.
It was.
Yeah.
It was, dude.
Streets were empty.
The freeways were empty.
Fucking nature and everything was growing. It was so beautiful outside.
Yeah.
And then like people were freaking the fuck out because they couldn't stand being locked up in their houses. Coming from a submarine, dude, I was living it up. And I was like, what? Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
You know, like, this is great. And then, but it was, yeah, dude. Like, I saw so much shit go on in the background when people were on the streets. I noticed that that's when they were building all the 5G towers. All of them, dude. They're fucking running amok with that shit. And, yeah, all this shit. And you looked at, you get to see what was essential, right?
Yeah.
Like, what jobs actually mattered,
mm-hmm.
right? People forget that shit.
Some jobs found, like, little loopholes, though, to get...
I was considered an essential worker. I was at a manufacturing spot at the time. But, I mean, you know, what really matters, dude? Money at the end of the day is like, what are you gonna do with that? You can't eat that shit,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, what good does having all this money like do for you if the world goes to shit?
That's true. Yeah. People were going crazy with toilet paper, dude.
But fucking toilet paper, that's fucking man. Jesus Christ, adapt, bro. Like, fucking, what do you think they used before toilet paper was invented? Yeah. Like, people have been shitting since the dawn of time.
Yeah. Man. That's just fucking crazy.
Fucking panic was real. I never ran into the issue, personally. Like, no. With our family, and I'm grateful for that, you know? Like, we prevailed. We didn't fucking get desperate or, like, you know, act a fool out there. But, COVID, yeah, because, I mean, it kills people, but not to the degree that they made it seem to be, you know? It scared the fuck out of people,
dude. It was scary. It was scary, dude. It was
scary, yeah.
I was scared, too, man. Like,
but I think at the end of the day, it was just propaganda.
That's what it's starting to seem like now, you get me?
Yeah.
Because back then, it was kind of like, oh, shit, this is real, dude.
Yeah, like, they definitely, like...
Because we never experienced, like, a shutdown, like
to this, that extreme, dude. No. No, and that was globally, yeah. too. It wasn't even fucking, like...
That's why at first, like, okay, if it's just this fucking country, you know, okay, whatever, dude, you know, but... The fact that it's worldwide, I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Something's up, you know? Like,
the FBI investigated it, too. They said that the breakout did happen from the lab in Wuhan. But America was funding that lab, dude.
And that's what the weird thing right now that gets me kind of, like, upset, dude, is that we're not investigating that anymore. Or are we? Like,
No,
it's kind of, like, over and over.
Yeah, they said it. They gave... Oh, shit, sorry. They gave the results, and then that was the results. So, yeah, their conclusion was that it originated from the lab in Wuhan. And...
But it doesn't... What does that say, though? Like, that it was man-made? Like, it's something that...
It was 100% man-made. The whole story of the bat.
Yeah, remember
that? That wasn't... Yeah.
And then it was, like, one of those things that roll the animal, what is it? The
armadillo fucking...
Yeah, what is it called?
I forget what the fuck they're called.
Yeah, but there was that too. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah, it was stupid. And it was weird. If you look at it, I think it makes sense that they fucking did it, bro. Because look, now everything's fucking...
I think it was secretly a war or some shit like that.
Priced up. No. Because I think Black Mirror, I think they did an episode on that. Where there's like a pandemic going on. And the prices are just ridiculous because everything is scarce, right?
Mm.
But a lot of fucked up shit happened during that time. Like baby formula, right? Like the two factories that fucking this country runs on, one of them burned down and shit. Like, what the fuck? And I remember baby formula. Well, you have a baby. How's baby formula like?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's fucking expensive, dude.
Right? And it's like, what the fuck? Like,
mm-hmm.
What's going on? And then that's one of like, have you gone to stores and you see like, household items be behind a locked fucking...
Yeah.
You know, because, like, that's what people steal,
dude. Yeah, dude. That's
out
true.
Of desperation, you know? The basic functions that you need to sustain a life, you know? Laundry detergent, baby formula, shit like that. Deodorant, you know? Like, damn, man. Like, and they're making it hard. They're making it hard for everybody.
When I was in class, they talk about how I think this is, like, the highest... Like, the credit, like, limit has reached.
Really?
For people, like, not even just, like, vacation shit like that. It's, like, essentials, like, food, dude, like, groceries, you know?
Yeah,
like, basically. Like, people are using their credit cards, and, like, we've never seen that before.
There's gonna be a merger, the Kroger-Ralphs. They're gonna own 70% of the grocery stores in the country. And it's, like, they're not gonna have any competition for price. You know, they could set the prices at whatever they want. People have no choice but depend on them.
You see, that's why I feel like it's important to talk about shit like this. Because people need to be aware, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like most of our childhood, we never learned about shit like this. You know, it's always been like,
everything's good. You know? Go to college. Yeah. Get an education. Yeah. Get in debt.
Yep.
You know? And we all did that shit and then we're like, oh, well, fuck. That's not the way to go.
Yeah, dude. Because we're seeing that shit now. Like, fuck, dude. Shit's hitting the fan, you know, and because like also when I was in school, my professor was saying like, you see an extreme divide between the rich and the poor and democracy doesn't survive with that. And like, we've seen that in the past in history. We've seen that with the French Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so
And that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for people to get fed up.
Yeah, dude. And it's getting to that point. And it's like, come on, man. Like, we can't even afford fucking our basic needs.
My homeboy was telling me yesterday that he's spending like $300 on groceries.
That's insane, dude.
Right? Yeah, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck?
To fucking survive.
To survive. Because if not, then what? You're going to eat out.
Yeah.
You know? And that's not any better. That's still expensive. And depending on what you get, like, how good is it for you, you know?
And did you hear the new law that you could steal up to, like, what, 900 or something, and you're good?
It won't do anything to you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's told me, too. He's like, I go around the grocery store, and people just walk out full cart. And he's like, I know, because the carts that they have are good and they work. And I'm like, well, what you mean? And he's like, yeah, he's like, the carts that the store has that they provide, they're all shit. They're run down. They got the brakes, right? And when, like, people fuck up the brakes because they try to take the cars, he's like, if you see a motherfucker that's got, like, good wheels, you know, and he's like, that, he's in there for a mission, dude. A come of, yeah.
Can you blame him, dude?
No. Exactly, I 100% right? cannot blame him, dude. We don't pay our workers enough, dude.
No.
Fucking, that whole screenwriter, the Screen Actor Guild, fucking...
When the protest shit?
Yeah, when they were fucking...
Underpaid and all that?
Right? They're fucking writers, bro.
Actors and writers.
Dude. Actors and writers, right?
Like, if they were essential people.
I remember, you know, Aubrey Plaza?
Uh-huh. From Parks and Rec?
Yeah. I love her. She's, she had posted something like, it'd be a lot cooler if, actors had fair wage, or writers had fair wages. And I remember commenting on it. I'm like, it'd be a lot cooler if everybody had fair wages, you know? And then you get those fucking people that come in and, you know, start net banging.
On yeah, dude, of course.
I ain't gonna lie, I net bang too. Like, fuck those motherfuckers. I'll talk my shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Sometimes you have to.
You have to, man.
Yeah.
And then,
like, I'm tired of, like, holding back, you know?
And I don't understand. This is the fucking line that I keep seeing people draw. And it's always, well, I don't think fast food workers should be getting paid as much as they do. Right? Some guy told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, have you ever been a fast food worker? And then he came back. He's like, no. He's like, well, I've had a good education enough to where I was able to get a job that secured me. Blah, blah, blah. So like, I've never had to be a fast food worker. And in my mind, I'm like, exactly. So shut the fuck up. You don't understand, bro. Yeah. You don't understand what it is to deal with hundreds of people a fucking day with their bullshit. Gosh, imagine being a fucking fast food worker, dog. Like, people, oh, you didn't fucking cook this right. Oh, I'm missing this and that. All the fucking time, every day, bro. Like, I get it, dog.
People are assholes, dude.
People are fucking assholes. And then I wanted to tell this guy too. Like, I'm pretty sure you're one of those motherfucking assholes.
Complain? Oh, excuse me. Like,
right?
Fuck, dude.
And then I'm like, what about the farm workers, bro? How much are they fucking getting paid? They were, during the pandemic, we had fires. Do you remember the fucking world was burning down, dude. Right? There was fucking fires and they were still, I remember that picture, bro, where they're fucking working and the fire is literally right behind them.
Yeah.
Fucking working, picking our fucking, how much are they getting paid? How much money are they fucking getting? Do they have healthcare, right? They're providing us with our sustenance, with our fruits and vegetables that we take for granted every fucking day.
That's true.
You know? And then some fucking high school kid, he's like, yeah, man, he's like, they're freeloaders fucking over here. They get paid $13 or $15 an hour, and I think that's too much. And then I looked at this fool's fucking profile. He's in high school, bro, about to graduate. I'm like, you're the living definition of a fucking freeloader, bro. Unless you provide any net worth to your family, you're fucking freeloading till you graduate and get a job. Right?
Literally, dude.
Literally.
Yeah.
Not to, like, bag on kids. You guys are fucking freeloaders.
Yeah.
That's sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Dude. People, they think their parents are, like, walking ATM machines, right? Yeah. But
that's a privilege, dude.
That is a privilege. Yeah. And you know what I was gonna tell him? Like, in California, In-N-Out is paying their workers $20 an hour starting, and I don't think that's enough.
Uh-uh.
That is not enough, bro.
In-N-Out, fuck, dude.
You ever? I mean, if you go to fucking fast food workers, like, who's running that shift? Sometimes it's like viejitas, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You know,
those some ladies.
And then that makes you think, like, damn, that could be my mom, bro.
I know, dude.
And it's like, at the end of the day, it's like this. She's working there to survive, Right? She's not working there because she wants to. Mm-hmm. She's doing it out of fucking necessity. So why don't you pay her to be able to survive?
Yeah, dude.
At the fucking very least.
She'd be grateful you're getting your fucking food.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, dude. The people, and that I don't get it. They draw the line at fast food work. They're like, well, I don't think fast food. Fuck you. Do you mm-hmm. have you done the job?
Exactly, dude.
You know?
My girl, Tatiana, she worked at fast food, dude. At Wingstop and Chipotle. And that show was bad, dude.
Yeah.
You could ask stories. Oh, yeah, dude. She got stories.
Absolutely.
She's got Yelp reviews, dude, or where she just lost it, dude. But it's just like, she hates talking about it, you know, but it's like, she went off on a fucking customer, dude, you know, like.
Good.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Because it's like,
fuck you for coming in like, with that entitlement.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly. That's the thing that it is, entitlement, you know, like, you feel like you're above everybody else.
The customer's
you know?
Always right.
Yeah, fuck that.
Bullshit,
dude.
Homie.
Yeah, fuck that. And that's what she's like, I'm never going to work in fast food again. I'm like, I don't blame you. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to, dude. Don't. Like, I wouldn't be able to deal with people like that. You know, just like, fuck.
It takes
dude.
A special kind of patience
yeah.
to have to deal with people's bullshit.
So, like that. Yeah, that's why when I hear, like, they're going to get paid more, cool, dude.
Yeah.
Like, good.
Why would I be against that?
Yeah.
You know? And then McDonald's likes to use the argument, well, if we pay our workers more, we're going to raise the prices.
Did you see the increase?
They already increased the prices. Yeah. And their workers aren't getting paid any better. You know? Like, so what the fuck is going on then? Like, these motherfuckers, they'll say anything to prevent, you know, fair wages.
Yeah.
For, like, what the fuck, bro?
That sucks,
and if you really
dude.
Think about it, right? You getting paid an hourly rate, that's your time. That's the time you will never get back. Anything and everything you do within that time is like, that's, they think it's theirs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm paying you this much. I'm paying you $17 an hour to be here. Your time is worth $17 an hour to
me. Mm-hmm. That's basically what they're telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even, like, you're thinking, like, anything you do, any skills you provide, that's what you're worth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like, well, what the fuck? You really break it down. Like, damn. $17? $17, bro? Like, that's what I'm fucking worth? Like,
and then you're... Dude, we're replaceable, you know? Like,
yes.
Everybody, 100%. Anybody can take your fucking spot, dude.
They don't care.
Nah.
Oh, you're done?
All
right.
You're just a number, next. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see that shit all the time, dude. Like, people come and go, you know? Like, it's just... And you want to feel like, oh, yeah, well, they can replace me, you know? Like, but nah,
no.
Dude.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
They can. They will.
And for cheaper, too.
Yeah, for cheaper, too.
Yeah, dude. Because they haven't, like, fuck with you yet, you know? Like, they think they could do... everything to you, you know, and it just sucks, dude. It's a fucked up cycle, you know.
I don't know what the whole, it's the manager like mentality, bro. Because I noticed that, like, what do managers really do?
They manage people. And
is that what they do?
Supposedly.
They ensure that the shareholders get their cut.
Just as long as they get paid, huh?
As long as they get paid.
They meet their quota?
That is their fucking job. A manager, like, manager 101 is to make sure that...
I don't care how you do it.
The shareholders, whoever the fuck's at the very top, gets their cut. How you do it, I don't care. Cut people. Fire them. Whatever. Cut their hours. Make me my money.
That's true, man.
Right? I think that's what ruined a lot of this whole, like, corporation. Because if you had... good leaders makes a difference.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I was going to explain. There's a difference between manager and leaders, you mm-hmm. know? Like, dude, because I was a manager for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I had to, like, cut people's hours and shit like that. It feels fucking horrible, dude.
It does.
But there's people who are just like, I don't give a fuck, you know? Like, I'm saving money. I'm getting my bonus, you know? Like,
yeah.
And those are the type of people that they keep those people going, and it fucks up everything, you get
me? It's pieces of shit,
yeah.
Dude.
And you need a good leader because you need good people... It's a teamwork, dude. You know, like, it all starts with being a good leader, you know, and it just...
And I was going to say this. So, in the Navy, for you to move up, right, you just have to take a test. A written exam, right? A written exam does not make leaders, right? You can be smart. You can be good at your job and move up in position. That's cool. It doesn't necessarily mean they know how to lead people.
Yeah.
And that's what I saw a lot of. Shitty fucking leaders who should not have been put in positions of power. And it's almost guaranteed if you stay there long enough, you're just going to move up. Right? And I didn't like that. I'm like, no, some of these people don't deserve it. They don't know what they're doing. They're shitty leadership, you know? And Yeah, man. So the whole manager bullshit, they're going to put whoever they think is not a good leader, right? They're going to put someone that they think is fucking going to make them money. Because I have worked for both types. I've had good bosses and bad bosses. And, you know, the more power you give to your workers, the better work that they're going to get.
Yeah, dude. You treat them like humans, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you get that good work back.
And
you
it's
know?
True, yeah, man. And at that point, maybe you'll get a dude who's, like, a piece of shit and taking advantage of that, but you can weed them out, mm-hmm. right?
Makes Doesn't it that easier. Suck, though?
Yeah.
Isn't that something that those people, dude? Because it's like, wow, you're fucking it up, dude. Like,
yeah, dude. That's I don't know what it is either, man.
I don't know what it is either, man.
Why are they out
It's just
there,
like that growing up, like that, I guess, raised like that, you know, just to be that type of way, dude. But it's just disgusting.
It's, yeah,
people they are, fuck it up for everybody.
They're fucking weird, yeah. man. At the end of the day, people are fucking weird, dude.
It's just, I don't get it. Like, just fucking, dude, come on, you know? Like, it's easy. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I'm not the best to, like, follow the rest of the herd, you know?
No.
But sometimes it just makes it easier, bro.
I think we're lucky that we have jobs where we're able to kind of like be ourselves too.
Yeah, yeah, you know? 100%. I don't have to fucking wear a uniform or a tie. And, you know, like, they let me go to work like this or in shorts and shit. And they're like, dude, whatever you were feel most comfortable in, right? Yeah. At the end of the day, that's how you get the best result.
Yeah, dude. And there should be more of that, you know, but
some of them I do understand, like, if you're in construction or something that's like, you could get hurt. Safety is key, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't hurt yourself. But yeah, if the job doesn't demand it, I mean, like, I guess for professional settings, I get it, you know, if you have to wear like a suit to go to court and stuff like that, or be in an office. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Uniformity, being in uniform is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when everybody's like the same, you feel more united and shit like that. But, yeah, there's nothing wrong with
it. But being was a trip, dude, like, when I took communications, it was a management class and mission. We're talking about how, like, this whole job thing, like, of, like, workers' rights and everything, like, it was never around, dude. Like, you know, this is something new to us because 100 years ago, like, fuck, dude.
It was bad.
Yeah, dude. There was even kids, you know, there was kids working. Yeah, dude. Yeah. And it's like, you think about it, that's not that long ago.
It wasn't.
No, and it's like, And I put it to, like, I talked to people about it, you know, like, it's like, dude, we're able to change, you know, like, it's not a set in stone, like, these ways, you know, like, we're still learning. So these ways that worked in the 80s or 90s, like, they're not going to work anymore, you know, because it was so new, like, this whole working thing,
mm-hmm.
like, women weren't able to work either, you
exactly,
know,
like, yeah.
And that's what, less than 100 years, dude.
Less than 100 years.
So it's like, come on, you know, like,
get with the time.
Yeah, bro. Dude. Like, let's adapt. You know,
that's 100% true, too, because my grandma, she had 20 kids. Only 11 of those survived.
Oof.
That happens, right? Yeah. That happens. You know, some of these kids didn't make it past the age of 2, right? They didn't make it past their infancy. That's what it was back in the day. But back in the day, you had kids because you needed them.
Yeah.
They helped, right? They became part of the workforce.
Yep.
That's how you survive. And it's crazy to think, because now we're at a point where it's like, well, no, we don't want to have kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't need kids, you know?
At least,
like,
not over here.
Yeah. And then, like, don't get me wrong, bro. I remember there was a time where I wanted to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really wanted to have kids. And my partner at the time didn't, so that didn't work out. And then now that, like, I'm on my own and I'm looking at things, like, I don't know if I want to have kids anymore, man. You know, like, a part of me did want that, but looking at the trajectory that the world is going in, it's like, do I really want to bring them here to be the next generation of fucking worker slaves?
Yeah, dude.
That's how I see it, unfortunately.
And it's true, dude. It's true.
Unless I grind enough to provide for them to not be in that position, but even then, it's like, well, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm just living to fucking keep them afloat?
Yeah.
Like,
and trip out, because there was some Christian coworker that I had, dude, we got into like a little debate, and he was like, do you think suffering is okay? And I was like, no, I don't think suffering is okay. He's like, oh, but if you having kids and bringing kids into this world, you're basically saying suffering is okay. And I'm just like, I'm not saying that suffering is okay. I'm like, suffering is inevitable, unfortunately.
Yes.
In this fucking world, you know, like, but it doesn't mean that it's okay, you know, like it's different, you know, but it's just knowing that I know, like, my mind state, you know, like that I'm able to educate my family with what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of makes me feel better, you know, like that they're not following this chain of like being a fucking
pattern.
Yeah, dude, you know, like just being trapped into that little cycle of just like working and like not knowing the truth. America's great.
Yeah.
Believe in God, go to church and shit like that. Like, nah, dude, it's time to break out of that, you know, like, and that's why I feel like in a way better, you know, like, okay, yeah, I might bring into this world that creates suffering, but at the same time, I have the ability to lessen that, like to steer them in a path where it's like, and into the truth, you get me? Like we're, we're better educated, you know, like we weren't raised the way that we were, you know, like where we didn't have that knowledge, you know, and it's just, we're critical thinking basically.
Yeah.
That's the best thing, you know, you can give. So that's why I think, dude.
And that was one of the aspects of me that made me want to have kids in the first place, right? Because I'm like, damn, I'm accumulating all this wealth, all this knowledge. What am I going to do with it when I die, you know? And it's like, that's what you have to pass down. As it's your legacy, you know? Like, everything I learned in this world, let me teach it to you and use that so you can fucking, you know, do better.
Yeah.
Make this world into a better place. But it's such a...
It's hard.
It is hard. You know, and then I see a lot of people complain about Gen Z. They're like, oh, Gen Zs are a bunch of snowflakes. And I'm like, I get it, though. Like, these dudes are inheriting the world's problems, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, dude.
You That's know what I'm saying? Thing. Like, That's we hard thing. Fucked it up so bad, they're just going to be left with the shit show afterwards. Yeah. You're going to die. You had a good life. Good for you, you piece of shit. But now these guys are going to have to clean up your mess. And it's like, they're seeing it at such a young age, you know, and that is so fucked up, dude. They're just seeing this happen and they're like, well, fuck, we're taking care of this.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for them to a certain extent. Like, fuck, man, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do that, but our overlords over here wanted to make quick profits,
that's
you know?
The thing. Like, we didn't mean to do that either, you know? Like, it's just, it's part of the... collateral damage, you know, like,
in a sense,
but
yeah.
But that's why I feel grateful that we're still at an age where we can talk about shit like this and wake up people in our generations too, you know, to be making them aware, like, hey, dude, you know, like,
yeah, cause heads up, dude. It's our own age group that I hear honestly bash on them the most, and then I'm like, no, like, chill the fuck out, dude, hear them out, you know, like, they're getting it bad. Yeah. You don't believe it, but they're getting it bad, like, and it's that's why too, like. All our politicians are fucking old. They're old fucking crypt keepers. And they're the ones that are making all the rules. And it's like, bitch, you're not going to be here in 2 years.
That's the shit that gets us.
You know, like, you need to elect people that are younger and actually are looking more towards of, like, what's going to come in the future.
Yeah.
How is this going to affect us from 20, 50, 100 years from now, you know? But these guys aren't, they're not doing that. It's all about making the quickest money. Like,
but at the same time, like, there's something that I was talking to one of my friends about too. It's like, I feel like at the same time, it's kind of, it's our fault too, you know, because we've lost this, there's like this mistrust, you know, like, of like, fuck that, I'm not gonna vote for shit, you know, like, so then we don't vote and we're not out there in the polls and
that too,
and it's like these policies get pushed through without us even fighting for it, you know, and it's like,
but it sucks, man, because it's like, even if you do vote, did you see what happened in fucking Britain?
What?
Some dude, the prime minister, I forget, Galloway, I think is his name. Mm-hmm. He won the vote. And I guess the guy who's prime minister right now doesn't want to step down.
For real?
For real. And they're calling him out on that shit, dude.
What the fuck?
Kind of like what we had here in fucking 2020, you know, where Trump was like, I'm not going to fucking leave. But this dude's actually like, you know, he's not getting out.
Yeah.
But, dude. So there's the powers that be are being challenged more and more every day. And I fucking love it, dude. Germany, me too. Germany's getting so much backlash. Had you asked me about Germany a couple years ago, I would have been like, dude, Germany's one of the fucking, they're a solid country, you know, like, they got their shit down. They're taking care of their people. You know, they're socialists.
Mm-hmm.
now I'm like, well, fuck, dude, they're funding Israel to like no other, and they're like, they're pretty much like, they look like Nazis again, bro.
Dude,
they look like Nazis again, man. You know, and people aren't taking it, you know, because we've already seen this shit. We already, like, you know, and they keep saying that, like, what would you have done when the Nazis are around? We just stayed silent, we just said something. And it's like, bro, you were seeing it in real time happen again.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's true, dude. But it is our, like, our time to speak out on injustice and shit like that, you know? And
Tucker Carlson's bitch ass went to interview
Russia, no?
Putin, dude. Yeah, went to interview Vladimir Putin. Actually, I was starting to watch that. I want to finish that. I want to see what the fuck this fool has to say.
He was just talking shit about... Which, and dude, that's why, like...
Props to him, though.
Yeah. Like, honestly, dude...
I used to hate this motherfucker.
Yeah, because he was just annoying, dude.
Honestly, it would kill me. I'm like, does this fucker really believe what he's... The shit he's coming out of his mouth? But then I'm like, no, he's reading a teleprompter. Yeah. Like, this is literally Fox, and he's just like, yep, I'll say it. Oh, today in America, fucking... You know, like... no, but yeah, it's good for him for fucking standing up and going out there, man.
Yeah, because that's... I feel like that's the way to actually get truth. You get me? Yes. Like, you're hearing it from the person themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and the things that he's saying about our country is like, it's true, dude. How can we deny the things that he's saying? You know, like, why are we even intervening and shit like that? We don't even, you know, it's not our business, shit like that, you know? And it's just like, there is a lot of flaws to our country, you know? And it's just, well, what can you say? You know, like, it's...
At the end of the day, man, yeah.
You know? He has some truths, you know, right there, and it's just like, fuck, dude. You know, but of course, you're over here, no, it's the best country ever.
I don't know how people fall into that propaganda.